I would like to call the municipality of the District of St. Mary's March 25th, 2020 annual general meeting to order. On March 22nd, the Premier declared a state of emergency for Nova Scotia to help contain the spread of COVID-19. The municipality of the District of St. Mary's is committed to protecting the health and safety of our residents, councillors, staff, and customers by reducing the risk of spreading the COVID-19 virus. This AGM is being held by way of teleconference on advice of our municipal solicitor and as per the direction of the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, dated March 22nd, 2020, whereby municipalities are required to discontinue holding council meetings in person and instead hold virtual meetings by video or telephone. This AGM meeting will be audio recorded and the recording posted on the municipal website within 24 hours of the meeting's adjournment. Joining me, Warden Michael Mosier, at the municipal office in Sherbrooke, is our CAO, Marvin McDonald, and our municipal clerk, Marissa Jordan. And in addition, the staff also joining us will be Marion Fraser, our Director of Finance. She will be joining by phone. Now, if the municipal clerk, if you could please do roll call for the remaining councillors joining us by phone.
Warden Mosier.
Present.
Deputy Warden Dort. Councillor Smith.
Present.
Councillor Baker.
Present.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk.
Present.
Councillor Finley.
Present.
Councillor Malloy.
Present.
And Deputy Warden Dort. Thank you.
Thank you, Municipal Clerk. Now we're looking for approval of the agenda or any additions to the agenda. We do have one.
Councillor Finley here. I would like to add to the agenda the low income exemption.
Okay, that we'll put that as item 6H. We're looking for somebody to motion to approve the agenda with the addition of 6H.
Councillor Smith, I'll move the approval of the agenda with the addition.
It's moved by Councillor Smith. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded by Councillor Findlay.
Thank you. Would the municipal clerk please take the vote?
Warden Mosier?
Present. Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort? Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you, Municipal Clerk. So we're looking for the approval of the minutes from the Emergency Council meeting held March 18th, 2020.
I would like to move that, Councillor Kaiser Kirk.
That is moved by Councillor Kaiser Kirk. Do we have a seconder?
I will second that, Councillor Malloy.
Thank you, Councillor Malloy. Any further discussion? We'll have the clerk take the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort? Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
And Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, if we could have Marion Fraser, the Director of Finance, present the 2020-2021 budget highlights.
Thank you, Warden. I will present the highlights of the budget for the fiscal year 2020-2021. At the end of it, I will ask for questions. The municipal operating budget. The revenue for the fiscal year 2020-2021, all residential, resource, and commercial property tax rates will remain the same as the fiscal year 2019-20, that being residential, 95 cents per $100 of assessment, and commercial, 226 per $100 of assessment. This will result in a balanced operating budget for the 2020-21 fiscal year. Solid waste charge per residential account with dwelling and commercial account with a structure will remain the same at $96.82. The street light area rate will remain the same at $70.17. The sewer area rate for the Shubrook Sewer Utility will remain the same at $215 per unit. The administration fee for listing mortgage companies' interest on tax accounts will remain the same at $10 per assessment account number. All other municipal rates and taxes will remain the same as the previous fiscal year. Fire tax levies are determined by the individual volunteer fire departments at their annual meeting. This brings us to a total revenue for the operating municipal budget for the year 2020-2021 of $3,287,160. I will now move on to the expenditures for the municipal operating budget for the fiscal year 2020-2021. General government services, $745,915. Protective services, which includes fire, RCMP, corrections, and building inspections, $776,442. Transportation expenses, including roads and street lighting, $93,000. Environmental health services, including the sewer utility and the municipal transportation station, $604,776. Environmental development services, including planning, economic development, and tourism, $125,925. Recreation and cultural services, including recreation, the Recplex, fitness center, and the library, $354,951. Education expense, $578,151. And finally, public health services, which is the deficit for the Housing Authority, $8,000. This brings the total municipal operating expenses for the 2020-21 fiscal year of $3,287,160, a balanced budget. Next, I will move on to the Sherbrooke Water Utility. All revenue has been budgeted based on the water rate study and approved rates by the URB. The estimated revenue for the 2020-21 fiscal year is $149,652. The total estimated expenditures for the fiscal year 2020-2021 will be $149,493, main components being chemicals, power, and administration. Any excess revenue above expenditures will go towards paying down the accumulated deficit of the water utility. Next, we have our capital budget. First, our municipal gas tax reserve fund. The projects scheduled for the fiscal year 2020-2021 include the administration building debt repayment of $140,028. Sewer pump upgrades of $8,000. Chlorine and turbidity upgrades for the water of $30,000. This brings a projected balance at the year end for March 31st, 2021 of $32,577 for the Municipal Gas Tax Reserve Fund. Next is the Capital Reserve Fund. The following projects have been scheduled for the Capital Reserve Fund for the 2020-21 fiscal year. Continuation of municipal dry hydrants of $8,000. J-class roads of $45,000. UV sewer project of $52,600. Streetscapes projects of $30,000. Bringing a projected balance at the year end for March 31st, 2021 for the Capital Reserve Fund of $237,417. And finally, the Roy Steed Recplex Fund. Currently, there are no projects scheduled under this fund, and the fund balance is projected to be at March 31st, 2021, of $7,000. This concludes my portion of the highlights for the budget, both municipal operating water utility and capital budgets for the fiscal year 2020-2021. I will now ask for any questions. Deputy Warden Dort?
No.
Thank you. Councillor Baker?
No questions.
Thank you. Councillor Finley?
No questions.
Thank you. Councillor Kaiser Kirk?
I have no questions.
Thank you. Councillor Malloy?
I have no questions.
Thank you. Councillor Smith?
I have no questions.
Finally, Warden Mosier?
I have no questions.
Thank you, Warden.
I would like to thank you.
Warden, I will now hand it back to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'd like to thank the Director of Finance for that report. And now we will do the budget resolutions and motions. Resolved that pursuant to Section 72 and 73 of the Municipal Government Act, the Municipal Council of the Municipality of the District of St. Mary's estimates the sums of $2,090,895 are required for the lawful purposes of the said municipality for the year ending March 31st, 2021. After crediting the probable revenue from all sources other than taxes for said year and which may not be collectible and collected. Further resolved, the council hereby authorizes the levying and collection of a rate of $2.26 for each $100 of the assessed value of the property assessed in the assessment roll, which shall be the commercial rate and which rate the CID Council deems sufficient to raise the sums required to defray the expenditure of the CID municipality for the CID year and any deficit from the preceding year. Further resolved, the Council hereby authorizes the levying and collection of a rate of 95 cents on each $100 of assessed value of residential property assessed in the residential rate roll. Said rate having been calculated after applying the commercial rate to the residential property assessed to obtain the amount to be raised from residential property taxation. The commercial and residential rate so determined that council deems sufficient to raise the amounts necessary for the lawful purposes of the said municipality for the 12-month year ending March 31st, 2021. Further resolved that said council hereby requires payment of CID rates to be made to the treasurer of the CID municipality on or before the 31st day of July 2020. Further resolved that CID council imposes an additional percentage of 14% per annum on all rates and taxes remaining unpaid after the 31st day of July 2020. Further resolved that the council hereby fixes the 31st day of July 2020 as the day after which the treasurer may proceed to issue warrants for the collection of all rates and taxes. And I would look for somebody to move this motion.
So moved by Councillor Malloy.
Moved by Councillor Malloy.
Councillor Baker.
Seconded by Councillor Baker. Any further discussion? Then I will have the municipal clerk take the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
And Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll move on to B, remuneration of warden and councillor. Resolved by the municipal Council of the Municipality of the District of St. Mary's and the County of Guysborough that the policy remuneration entitled to warden and counselors be as follows. The warden of the municipality shall receive an amount of $8,300 per annum as remuneration for his or her services as warden, and the deputy warden shall receive an amount of $5,929 per annum for his or her services as deputy warden. Every member of the municipal council shall receive an amount of $13,043 per annum as remuneration for his or her service as counselor. Such remuneration shall also be paid to the warden and deputy warden as a counselor pursuant to Section 1 of this policy. The warden, deputy warden, and counselor shall, in addition each to such remuneration, be paid a daily meal fee of $55, which is $15 for breakfast, $20 for dinner, and $20 for supper. Federal floating rate to and from meetings, conferences, workshops, etc. Municipal representatives appointed by council to outside agencies, organizations, commissions shall be paid in accordance to Section 3 and 4 of this policy. The warden, deputy warden, and counselors are paid 12 times per year. And I'm looking for someone to move this motion.
This is Councillor Kaiser-Kirk. I make the motion for remuneration for warden and counselors.
Moved by Councillor Kirk. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Councillor Malloy.
Seconded by Councillor Malloy. Thank you very much. Are there any further discussion? Hearing none, I will ask the municipal clerk to please take the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser-Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
And Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you.
We will move on to the 2020-2021 operating budget. The council accepts the 2020-2021 municipal operating, which includes individual department budgets, community hall tax exemptions, and schedule of rates as presented. I look for somebody to move that motion. Looking for somebody to move that motion.
Councillor Smith here, I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Smith. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Finley. Thank you very much. Any further discussion? I will have the clerk do the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser-Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to D, the 2020-2021 water utility budget. The council accepts the 2020-2021 Sherbrooke water utility budget as presented. I'm looking for somebody to put forward that motion.
Councillor Finley here. I forward that motion regarding the Sherbrooke utility budget.
Thank you, Councillor Finley. Do we have somebody that would like to second that motion?
This is Councillor Kaiser-Kirk, and I second that motion.
Seconded by Councillor Kaiser-Kirk. Thank you very much. Any further discussion? Then we'll ask the municipal clerk to take the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser-Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
And Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to E, 2020-2021 capital budgets. The council accepts the 2020-2021 capital budget as presented. I'll ask if somebody would like to move that motion.
Councillor Finley here. I make that motion to accept the capital budget for the year 2021.
Moved by Councillor Finley.
Baker here. I'll second that motion.
Thank you. It was moved by Councillor Finley, seconded by Councillor Baker. Any further discussion? If not, I will ask the municipal clerk to take the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser-Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
And Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We'll move to the 2020-2021 gas tax. Ask that council accepts the 2020-2021 gas tax budget as presented. I wonder if I could ask somebody to please move that.
Councilor Malloy here, and I will move that the 2021 capital budget as presented.
That's the gas tax. We're looking for the...
Sorry. It's the 2021 gas tax budget as presented.
And that's moved by Councilor Malloy. Do we have a seconder?
Baker here. I'll second that motion.
That's seconded by Councilor Baker. Any further discussion? We'll ask the municipal clerk to take the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councilor Smith?
Yes.
Councilor Baker?
Yes.
Councilor Kaiser Kirk?
Yes.
Councilor Finley?
Yes.
And Councilor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We'll move to the 2020-2021 Roy Steed. That council accepts the 2020-2021 Roy Steed Fund budget as presented. I'd like to ask if that could be moved by someone.
Councilor Smith, I'll make that motion.
Moved by Councilor Smith. Do I have a seconder?
Baker, I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Seconded by Councilor Baker. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask the clerk, Ms. Clerk, to take the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councilor Smith?
Yes.
Councilor Baker?
Yes.
Councilor Kaiser Kirk?
Yes.
Councilor Finley?
Yes.
And Councilor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll move on to the St. Mary's Audit Committee, public appointment. We'll ask the council appoint Kevin Pye as the citizen representative of the St. Mary's Audit Committee for the fiscal year 2020-2021. And I'll ask if somebody would like to move that.
This is Councillor Kaiser Kirk. I would like to make that motion.
That's moved by Councillor Kaiser Kirk. Do we have a seconder?
Councillor Finley here. I second that motion.
Seconded by Councillor Finley. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I will ask the municipal clerk to move to ask the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
And Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll move on to in-house and outside committee appointments. The council approved the in-house and outside committee appointments for the 2020-2021 fiscal year as presented. I wonder if I could ask if somebody would like to move that motion.
Councillor Smith, I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Smith. Would I ask if somebody would like to second that?
Councillor Baker, I'll second that motion.
Seconded by Councillor Baker. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I will ask the municipal clerk to take the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
And Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And the low-income property tax exemption. Ask if council would approve the 2020-2021 low-income tax exemption form as presented. If somebody would like to move that.
I would make that motion, Councillor Kaiser Kirk.
Thank you. It's moved by Councillor Kaiser Kirk. Would somebody like to second?
I would second that motion, Councillor Malloy.
Thank you. Seconded by Councillor Malloy. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I will ask the clerk to take the vote.
Warden Mosier?
Yes.
Deputy Warden Dort?
Yes.
Councillor Smith?
Yes.
Councillor Baker?
Yes.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk?
Yes.
Councillor Finley?
Yes.
And Councillor Malloy?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I would like to note that all motions passed unanimously, and I would like to thank everyone again. And as warden, I would like to thank the council and staff for working as a group to move forward with the municipality of the District of St. Mary's under these extreme circumstances. The municipality is committed to continuing with essential services at this time. Thank you to residents and the best wishes to everyone. And I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
Councillor Baker, I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Motion was adjourned by Councillor Baker. Thank you very much.